This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Single back, Brady under center, too wide near side. Edelman in motion. Brady gets the snap, pitches out wide, gets a block, cuts inside. He digs, he turns, he dives. It is a touchdown! It is a touchdown! New England wins! The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51 in the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Kevin Harlan with the call, Westwood 1. Thanks for that. Wow, pure excitement and unbelievable victory for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in overtime, first overtime Super Bowl. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the Pats win this 34-28. And oh, what a comeback it was. Complete revenge, as some would say, for Deflategate, and Tom Brady now has five Super Bowl rings. I'll tell you what, it was an ugly win. It certainly didn't look that way. They came back from a 28-3 deficit. They were down 19 points in the fourth quarter. But in typical Brady fashion, and this is exactly what he can do. He is the comeback king. So sheepishly, the NFL commissioner, I thought, had to hand the Lombardi trophy over to Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. And the second that he was on the stand, the boos were raining down on him in Houston, because certainly there were Patriot fans that were there. Absolutely crazy. You heard that catch. At the end, I'll tell you what, it really was a wild finish to the Super Bowl. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to spoil the party. Nobody nailed the score. I was hoping that we would have a winner, but sure enough, we're going to have to wait for March Madness. Nobody hit it on the head, and it is tough to nail the score, and who would have predicted in overtime that this would have happened? 6-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, and there they are. They come all the way back. Tom Brady, not in the first four games of the seasons. The Patriots fined $1 million and docked a first-round pick in the NFL draft. And how about that? You could see the fire in the belly. It sounds silly to say that, but maybe not so silly, because this is the way Tom Brady is, and this is the way Bill Belichick operates, obviously, too. So just completely stunning the Falcons, completely stunning them. If you aren't a football fan, you might have watched the Super Bowl anyway, because some people watch it for the commercials, or they go to parties, or they are somehow involved in the Super Bowl. And I think people are going to be talking about this stunning comeback, by the way, for a while, with running back James White, specifically, who you heard that call there, finding the end zone from 2 yards out on the first possession of overtime. Largest comeback in Super Bowl history, most improbable of the Patriots' five championships. Brady, to finish this all off, finishing 43-for-61 for 466 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Oh, yeah, the guy is 39 years old. Wow! Again, unbelievable. Plenty of other political news that we'll talk about as we cruise along here in this hour for ATN and kick off the week with the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl of politics, in talking about what's going to happen with the Supreme Court justice. I think we've said it over and over again. When the numbers are there and the numbers are stacked in your favor, which they certainly are for the administration, in the end, whatever it takes, it'll happen. You're not going to see, I mean, just like the confirmations, there may be some scuttlebutt, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter because the numbers are there in Congress, and the numbers ultimately win. You've got the VP to overrule and to beat or break the tiebreaker, and I think that whatever Donald Trump wants, as far as confirmations are concerned, and the Supreme Court justice nominee, it's not going to be a problem. What is a problem and irritating to this president, as you can tell by his tweets, is this immigration ban. So is Trump's immigration ban, here's the big question, I think, coming out of this past week, is it going to be headed, speaking of the Supreme Court, for the Supreme Court? There are, of course, a few things in front of that, but the Trump administration on Saturday night formally declared it was appealing the decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Sunday, the appeals court denied the Justice Department's request for a reinstatement of the executive order. It asked challengers of the ban to respond to the appeal and for the JOD to file a counter response by Monday. Now, we know the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco is considered the most liberal, with 18 judges named by Democratic presidents and only 7 by Republicans. So from the start, this is going to be a little bit of an uphill battle. It's not an uphill battle or too ridiculous to think that this could go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and I think that's what we're going to see here. I think it's going to go to the highest court in the land, and this is what we're going to be talking about for some time. It's not a surprise that we're in this situation because it looked like it was going to be headed for that. Not so much because of the protesters, but because of the executive order and the fact that it was easily challenged, and they certainly knew it was going to be challenged. I don't think that's a surprise to any of the people around Trump. It's just this is the process of gearing in that it's going to go to the highest court, and then they're going to have to make, ultimately a decision on where that ban lies and what that means. So it's just a judge. I think it's just a judge thing, and Trump is getting bombarded, attacked for his attacks on the judge. And you had the VP Pence saying Trump taking on the judge, he said, was frankly refreshing. And he said people find it refreshing that the president called a federal jurist in Seattle a so-called judge after he knocked down the president's executive order on immigration in the first place. Mike Pence was on Meet the Press, and he defended the order halting entry to the U.S. from travelers in 7 Muslim-majority nations and said that Trump was on solid legal ground. He said the ruling of the federal district court Judge James Robart was at odds with the federal district court in Boston that upheld the constitutionality. He said that Robart making decisions about American foreign policy and national security is frustrating to the president and the whole administration of millions of Americans who want to see judges that will uphold the law. So, again, this battle is just heating up at this point and does most likely end up in the lap of the Supreme Court. Stay with us. Much more buzz happened over the weekend. We're going to jump on it all. Next on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
I think the poor people in Atlanta are still in shock over losing that Super Bowl. I gotta say, I opened up talking about what a comeback for Tom Brady and the Patriots and gave you some of the details of what that game was like. But can you imagine being on the other side of that game? Ooh, because they so seemingly had it in the bag. And therein lies the problem. You never, ever assume that you got it. And I'm not saying that's how they were walking around on the sidelines. They certainly weren't. I don't think Coach Dan Quinn was doing that at all, second-year coach for the Falcons. But it's why that 60 minutes really is so big in football and in life. Think about it. When people think you're down and out, not so fast. It's a prime example of that. So it has to be pretty tough, I think, for the Falcons. You know, I saw the Blanks, Arthur Blank, who owns that team, and his wife on the sidelines, and they really look like someone had just dropped a piano on their head because it was shocking. There was so much, you know, boom, we're ahead. I can't believe it. How could we possibly, you know, have this huge edge, 21-3 on this team? There's just no way. Even if they mount a comeback, how can we not stop them? And the defense was so good, and they were getting to Tom Brady. And, you know, it shows you the brilliance of being able to scramble on the fly and change things up. And that is exactly what happened in that game. So therein lies the rub, you could say. A lot of you are ready. I can't even believe it hasn't even been that long. A lot of you are ready with some late emails, and we're going to check the mailbag in our next segment, have hit me up about the Super Bowl, but other things as well, like what's happening with immigration, the immigration ban, and where, what do I think will happen, you know, is it going to be headed to the Supreme Court? And I just answered that. You'll go through the system. It'll go through the system, and it'll go, I'm sure it'll go to the Supreme Court. There's a couple hurdles in front of it. As I said, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, boom, you think about that, and there's no way that was going to go anywhere with the way the judges are stacked, and now they're waiting, the Justice Department is waiting to file a counter response Monday afternoon. So, that, you know, it was obvious this was going to be some kind of an uphill battle anyway. Remember, this was signed on January 27th, and it suspended the entry of all refugees to the U.S. for 120 days. The admission of refugees from Syria indefinitely and barred entry for 3 months to residents from the Muslim countries that I mentioned before, the seven countries that I mentioned. And we've seen, you know, we've seen these rallies all over the place. And in the meantime, the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security reverted to normal visa and refugee policies rather Saturday. So it could make it harder for the administration to win an emergency delay, by the way, of the order. So you've got all this lawyering, frankly, going on now at this point to see where it, you know, see where it all shakes out. But this is absolutely going to be one for the Supremes. It would be surprising to me if it didn't end up there, but it's going to end up in the highest court of the land, and that means it's going to take some time, and that's what's going to, you know, at this point, that is what's going to happen here. All right, a couple of other buzzworthy events over the weekend, and, you know, when I say buzzworthy events, you know, I basically mean, what are you talking about in your backyard? What am I talking about in mine? Obviously, the Super Bowl, the big comeback. Obviously, the immigration ban. There's been some conversation about Saturday Night Live. Melissa McCarthy, the comedian, did a parody on Sean Spicer, who is the White House spokesperson. You know, he does the daily briefings, and he's very, very intense. And that got played all over the place and sent all over the place. And there was a lot of praise for her imitating him and blah, blah, blah. And then did anybody, you know, people are saying, well, this is Trump still tweeting about Saturday Night Live? To which I would say, I don't know, if I'm the president of the United States, if somebody's having fun, a poke at my administration, I mean, that's frankly what they do, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. So I don't get, you know, I don't get all the dust up over that, because certainly that happened with Obama. Certainly that happens with Clinton. It still happens on that show with Clinton. It's happened with every single president, and anybody who had any sort of easily exaggerated, I'll call them tells, things that you could, you know, exploit or blow up and for a laugh or whatever it was. In any of those administrations, those people certainly were parodied, I guess satire is the right way to say it, more satirical than anything else, but created a buzz, created a reaction, created a lot of tweets. If I'm running Twitter, the best thing that ever happened is this whole Trump thing, because he uses Twitter, and now more and more people are going back, and not that it wasn't already pretty big, but I think more people are drawn to Twitter than they were, you know, than they were before. So here's one thing that happened, and this was interesting because it was a sad story. New York police finally charged a guy in a jogger's death The New York Police Department charged this guy with second-degree murder in the death last August of a jogger in Queens. And what happened was her body was found after she disappeared while jogging last year, of course. So police followed leads that they got from the public and investigative reports, and they looked at arrests and calls to the police and summonses and a 911 call about a suspicious person made back in May led the cops to look into this 20-year-old from Brooklyn. So he is charged with killing Karina Vetrano, who was 30 years old at the time, in a chance encounter as she was out running on a park trail near her Howard Beach house. They say they didn't know each other, that the police say they didn't know each other, but DNA evidence linked Lewis to the crime scene and to Vetrano. So what I love that they said is when they had a press conference, what the police said is Katrina helped us identify this person because of finding DNA under her nails, on her back, and on her cell phone. Her body, sadly, and this was such a sad story, was found by her father. She was strangled. She had been sexually assaulted. And this 20-year-old has no criminal arrest history, a bunch of summonses, but no criminal history. And, you know, the arrest, they say, brought a little bit of peace to this family because, you know, now somebody's charged in the crime of the horrible crime of killing their daughter. And can you imagine, this is a woman who used to jog with her father and didn't see anything wrong with the area where she was jogging, not thinking that she's putting herself in harm's way, especially at where it's light and even if she was alone on the trail, that it wasn't a precarious situation. And you don't want to be paranoid, but sadly, her father was worried for her, and then look what happens. And I think it's a very sad story, except for that they've now nailed this guy, so he goes through the process, doesn't bring her back. But again, it has to be some kind of relief to the family, because that whole mystery of we're getting thousands of calls and leads is now solved. And through DNA evidence that will really hold up in court, they should be able to nail this shut. Your thoughts on the Super Bowl and the Supreme Court and the immigration ban next as we check the mailbag.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yes, indeed, America tonight. How you doing? We have tons of mail. Many of you must have jumped immediately on your phones, because I guess now we're all walking around with devices where we can send emails pretty easily. I got a lot of email about the Super Bowl. This one from Ed, listening to us in Portland, Oregon. Kate, I listened to you on KPAM. Really love the show. I think they started carrying it a couple of weeks ago. And I have to say, not a huge fan necessarily of the Patriots, as you can perhaps imagine why. But that comeback was absolutely phenomenal. Too bad for the Falcons, but they let Tom Brady and the Patriots back in. And once that happened, it was like a machine. You just knew they were going to pull this out somehow. Getting those 2 points, doing it twice, putting up the amount of points that they had to put up to get to overtime in the first place, then winning the coin toss. There was no way the Falcons were going to get that ball, and they certainly did not. So the Patriots deserved that win, and I think they really stuck it to Roger Goodell. I don't know what you think, but to me it certainly seemed like it. He was a little squeamish. If I were him, I would have finished that statement sooner, because he was getting booed by everyone, it seems like, in the stadium. Yeah, there was a lot of Patriot fans there, you could tell, and that's exactly what happened. Because remember, they had to pay huge fine. Tom Brady was gone for 4 games. They went through almost 2 years of that whole Deflategate and what's happened and did they cheat and all that whole thing. The investigation, the report, the Wells report, which, by the way, didn't have hardcore evidence of that, which infuriated the Patriots because where's the evidence is what they were saying. What are you talking about? And we know the tug of war that went on over the whole Deflategate thing. So it was very, it was a kind of a crazy situation when Goodell, exactly what you thought, was going to have to be up there, and then immediately Bradshaw goes on with the rest of the show, and Robert Kraft and the crowd, they stuck it to Goodell. I mean, they stuck it to him because they could. You know, this is their moment, and they had the mic, and so they were able to do that. All right, so I got another one here from Dean, who's listening to us in Florida. Kate, I listen to you in Sarasota, and you know this. I've heard a lot of people say that we really love your show. I'm holding your feet to the fire that you're going to come down here and do a remote, because there's a lot of people that would love to meet you. I'm originally from Atlanta. I used to be a huge Falcons fan, and I feel terrible for Matt Ryan, who was the MVP of the league and had an incredible season. And what a great start for the Falcons, and it really seemed like they were going to upset the Patriots. And lo and behold, the Patriots find a way to come back. That was just a stunning Super Bowl. They should be proud of the way they played, I suppose, especially in the first half. Sadly, the second half is when it all blew apart for them. But that's football, and that's sports, and it can break your heart. Yes, it definitely can break your heart. How about this one from Len? Delaney, did you see the reaction of Roger Goodell when he handed the Lombardi Trophy to Robert Kraft after the Patriots took the Super Bowl away from Atlanta, rallying for that 34-28 overtime win? Yeah, the commissioner had to, you know, really meet face-to-face with the Patriots owner, of course. The two had become pretty much enemies, I would say, following Deflategate. Goodell threw penalty after penalty at New England, suspending Brady, as I already mentioned, for four games. Goodell tried to congratulate Kraft. The Houston crowd just drowned out his words with so many boos. Kraft was the only person who could hear him clearly, if at all, which I guess he could. But it was so loud, raining boos. And then Kraft, when he took the mic, he wasn't subtle. He said, 2 years ago, we won our fourth Super Bowl in Arizona. I told our fans it was the sweetest of all. But a lot has transpired during the last 2 years, and I don't think that needs explanation. But I want to say to our fans, our brilliant coaching staff, our amazing players who are so spectacular, this is unequivocally the sweetest, and I'm proud to say for the fifth time, we are all Patriots tonight. So, they got the chance to stick it to him, I guess, is the best way to put it. And then there was this story. I got this from Matthew. Kate, what did you think of Lady Gaga's performance? There were so many people that were worried about her halftime show, and then it was fine. There was nothing to be worried about whatsoever, even if, you know, it seemed like something was going to happen before the show, that there was going to be some kind of political deal. There wasn't in the end. It was more about some of the spectacular things that I think she was able to do on the big stage. Yeah, she said, you know, she was saying stuff like, I hope people will get lost in my performance, and she was trying to connect with people and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And you know, what did they have, 13 minutes, and she didn't say what she was going to do for her performance, and, she, you know, so she didn't do the political thing, I guess, that some people thought she was going to do. She just, you know, she just went through her song. She did her song thing. I'm not surprised by that. I guess there's just such a push that it wasn't going to be that way. And then in the end, it wasn't. Okay, so now let's move on to something else. This also was a big concern in the mailbag. This one from Luke. Kate, it's ridiculous, this whole immigration ban. I think the way this is all being handled is asinine, and it makes us look like a bunch of morons. I don't understand how anyone can back Donald Trump and his band of incompetent boobs, and especially with this, again, ridiculous ban. Thank God it was challenged. And then for the other side of that, we got this from Riley, who says, bravo to Donald Trump for actually doing what he said he was going to do. Anyone who voted for him should feel like, well, he said he was going to do all kinds of things to change America, and he has followed through with everything that he said, whether it's stripped or challenged or anything else. At least on his side of it, he certainly is pushing forth what he said he would do and trying to keep America safer. A lot of people like the idea of re-racking, banning people until we know what the vetting process was like. What's so ridiculous about that? So, see, I always say on the show, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, you have a voice. Send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Bottom line is, it's probably going to go all the way up the flagpole, which I just talked about, to the Supreme Court. But we don't know that, you know, for sure. It could. And I believe it will. But for now, it's back to normal. It's whatever the policy was like before, that policy is now going back to what it was. So it hasn't, so it changed for a few days, but it's re-racked itself back to what it was, you know, before. And Trump did an exclusive interview with Bill O'Reilly, and he said he was going to name Mike Pence, the VP, to lead a commission investigating voter registration fraud. He also laid out his timelines for, like, health care, tax cuts, all that kind of stuff, and possibly scrapping the Iran nuclear deal. And I think head on there, and certainly he is just facing whatever the challenge or criticism is of whatever the executive orders happen to be. But the biggest one, I think the biggest one is this immigration ban. So for now, it's back to what it was until there's more court rulings. And then I got this one from Selma, who said, Kate, I know you're from Philly. Did you hear the story about the Girl Scout being robbed selling cookies in Philadelphia? Yeah, she was in Center City, I guess, Saturday afternoon, and a man took $50 in cash before, you know, just like right before 5 o'clock. And they said it was kind of described him as a teenager, and they put out an all points bulletin, so to speak, for him. Nobody's come up with who it is, but boy, that is the lowest of low. When you were stealing coin from the Girl Scouts, from a Girl Scout who was selling cookies, oh, that's just bad. That is bad juju. That is bad karma. You are asking for it. Stealing money from a Girl Scout. It's all about the numbers coming up. Another rendition of We Can Count.
Hello, Belly. Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Reign. Boy, that is a long time, isn't it, to reign over a country? I think Prince Charles probably thought he was going to be king a lot sooner. And who knows? She seems to be in pretty good health. It's a historic milestone, unprecedented. If you think about it, the official commemoration of Elizabeth's Sapphire Jubilee, it's called, are expected to feature ceremonial cannons at a central London park, at the Riverside Tower of London, a procession of military horses pulling World War I era artillery pieces. 90 years old. And she is pretty much staying at her estate where her father, King George, died of lung cancer at the age of 56 in 1952. He reigned for 15 years. So, boy, imagine, again, the difference between the two. If you think about it and you look at the longest reigning monarchs in history. So it is Queen Elizabeth, and you go from Elizabeth to, I want to say, you go from Elizabeth, you do, you go from Elizabeth to Victoria, then King George III, and so on down the line of the history of the longest running monarchs. But that is something, to be 90 and have been the queen for that many years. 65 years. Whew. Imagine if we had our presidents then. No, that's why we don't have a monarchy, right? Because we can switch two terms. That's it, just two terms. All right, warning, this is a very sad story, aren't they all, at some point? A five-year-old Florida girl died in an accidental shooting. She was fatally shot and her four-year-old neighbor wounded in an accidental shooting by her brother. They were alone in an apartment when that happened. The eight-year-old brother fired a single shot from a gun and obviously didn't mean it. Hit the sister, killed the sister, and then wounded a four-year-old boy with a non-life-threatening injury. They tried to save the girl, but it was too late. They couldn't do anything about it. And what are you going to say to this? The mother's boyfriend was arrested. He turned himself in. He had a gun. And, of course, he was charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. It was just one of those unfortunate accidents. The mother of the girl left to go to the store at the time, so the boyfriend apparently had brought the gun into the home, and she really wasn't aware of it, and that's what happened. Okay, so we move from that story, that depressing story, to the alleged Louvre attacker's father, who says his son is not a terrorist. My son is not a terrorist. So do you know the story? How could you even, to me, the Louvre, they are everywhere. The French soldiers guarding the Louvre. Well, anyway, the father of an Egyptian man suspected of attacking the French soldiers who do guard the Louvre say his son, he says his son is not a terrorist, that he led a normal life with his wife and infant son, Reedy Al-Hamadi told the AP over the weekend that he trusts the French judiciary to find the truth behind his 28-year-old son Abdullah's alleged involvement in the attack. He said, if he's convicted, God be with us. If he's innocent, they owe us an apology. And he says this: he's a respectable man, and he never has had a problem with anyone. He never had a problem with his political views, any of that kind of stuff. He had gone to France on a work assignment, and he said he has lived in Dubai for the past 5 years, employed by a law firm. The Paris prosecutor's office says the attacker was shot four times after lightly wounding a soldier patrolling an underground mall near the famous museum, but the alleged attacker's injuries were not life-threatening. They identified the suspect as as Abdullah, the boy, Abdullah Al-Hamani, and they have not named the other. So, I don't know. They're questioning him. They said he's just been silent throughout the questioning and is now in custody. Before the attack, he commented on one of his friend's pictures on Instagram and liked some other pictures and blah, blah, blah. Did not leave any kind of a tape, any kind of a sign, any, you know, is he a member of a militant group? Had he been radicalized? Was he a lone wolf? You know, what happened? What was the idea behind it? Everybody's on edge. And it was just a crazy, it was a crazy, non-related move on his part. So what are they going to do? They're going to question him. Of course they're going to do that. All right, so how about this? In its last year in office, the Obama administration had at least $9.2 billion on the United Nations and its sprawling array, it's been reported in Fox News, of organizations. This document was posted on the State Department website. And the overall U.S. bill for international organizations of every type is just under $10.5 billion. So that means that the UN organizations absorb about 88% of the U.S. government spending. Wow. Is that crazy? And what does it include? The new total includes $360 million for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, which is, of course, often accused of violent anti-Israeli attitudes and also abetting terrorist attacks on Israel, but they deny that. So the money they got is a 50% jump over the $238.3 million that they got from the U.S. in 2010. Last week, the Trump administration froze a last-minute $221 million donation by the Obama administration that was intended for the Palestinian Authority. So I think they're going to go through a lot of the money and see where the money, especially all that money of the UN, as I said, that's there on the State Department website, to see where it all ends up in the end, because that's a lot of money. $9.2 billion to the UN. By the way, speaking of big numbers, Iran uranium, the stockpile, has been boosted by 60% since the nuke deal. 60%. I thought the idea was reduction. So much for let's take our foot off the gas and our foot off their throat. The Iran's nuclear chief says it's going to have 60% more uranium than it did prior to the 2015 agreement with what they already have. They get a final batch of 149 tons of natural uranium this week, in addition to 210 tons already delivered since early 2016. Now, remember, under the nuclear accord, Iran's import of uranium is supervised by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Low-enriched uranium can be used for power generation, medical research. Highly enriched uranium can be used in nuclear weapons. Iran, for its part, agreed to curb enrichment and place its nuclear program under international surveillance in exchange for the sanctions. Remember, as I say, lifting our foot off their throat, it was the sanctions that we had hanging over Iran. That wraps up another edition of We Can Count, and frankly, this hour of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.